Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin Daf Mem Hei. The sugi is about a ketanah and a skatshah shaloi l'das avia. The din is that by a ketanah, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, even a nara, only the av could be mekabel the Kedushin. She can't make the Kedushin. If she makes the Kedushin, it doesn't work. But the Gemara has a whole discussion. If a ketana is niskashe shaloi l'das avia, it could be we have to be chayshish for the kedushin because chashin and shem and isratz ha'av. Maybe the av was maskim to the kedushin, and when the av is maskim to the kedushin, al kaponim Rav and Shmuel hold that the kedushin is a good kedushin. That's the sugya here. The sugya starts in that mandalan and beis ve'ib mektanish niskashe shaloi l'das avia. The sugya has a shita of Shmuel, and later we find that Rav also agrees with him that every ketana that's a skasha shaloi l'das avia needs a get and needs mir. She needs a get because chashin and shem nisratz ha'av. We're afraid that maybe the av agrees to the kedushin. So even though she can't do the kedushin on her own, but when the father agrees to the kedushin, it would be a good kedushin. So because of the chashash of shem nisratz ha'av, she's not mutter without a get. But she also needs Mion in order to show that the Kedushin is not a Vande Kedushin. We don't know that it's a good Kedushin. If we only say to have a get, people will think that it's a Vande good Kedushin, and then Kedushin won't be typhus on her sister. But since we don't want people to know, think that it's a Vande Kedushin, because they'll think that Kedushin will be typhus on her sister, it's not typhus on her sister, so Mamela, we do Mion to show that it's a Suffolk. That's a Shita of Shmuel and Rav. And Taisus points out, by Inar also a Chai Shishem in the Srat Sa'av, there you wouldn't do mean. There's no such thing as mean by an ara. You'd have to just be made mean that it's not a vade kedushin. The Gemara brings a shita of Ula, which is a shayl if Ula's arguing, or Ula's just being mechalik, that the only time Yechayshish was in Sratz Av was by Shidchu, where the Av agreed on principle to this particular Shidduch. Otherwise, Ula's saying, Yechayshishim in Sratz Av. But there's a Gemara at the end, on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes Ravina saying, "Befeirish am married leisavla da hadaram v'shmuel." That Befeirish, Rabbi Asimi saying, Ravina said Befeirish he does not hold the Rav and Shmuel. There is no chash of Shem Nisratzav. Now most Yishayin and Paskin that way. Most Yishayin and Paskin not like Rav and Shmuel. Taisus has arichas about it, and this is also the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, and they bring the earlier Yishayin, the Shiltas Rav Chayigayin and Rav Haigayin and the Bahag. And Rav Rubam Rav Yishayinim do not paskin in the end like Rav and Shmuel. So Mamela, by the case of a ketanah and a skatshah shaloi l'das avia, according to Rav Yishayinim, she does not need a get. And she doesn't need mion either. It's not a kedushin b'chlal. Now there's a machlokes Yishayinim in the pshat that we're not chishish maybe nisratza av. But if the av tells us clearly that he is nisratza, maybe the kuli element's a kedushin. It's just when a chayshish at the av is in sratza, since he didn't say anything. But if the av tells us clearly that he is misratza to the kedushin, then it would be a good kedushin. But the Rif and the Rambam hold that no. The Rif and the Rambam hold that the maskanas of Gemara is that even if the av was misratza to the kedushin, it doesn't work. Since b'shaitai the av wasn't makabel the kedushin, you did the kedushin shaloi l'das avia. You did the kedushin without the av being involved. So even the av is later on merutza to the kedushin, it doesn't work. That's the shita of the Rif and the Rambam and Kama Rishayim. Now the Rosh and the Ramah hold like the first thing we said that the whole machlekes is there a chashash at the father's meratz when he doesn't tell us anything. But if the father would say that he's meratz, so then the Kuli Alma would be a good Kedushin. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Das of the Rif and the Rambam Bistam, Kedarkai, to pass like the Rif and the Rambam, that any time a Ketan is a Skatcha Shalei L'das Aviyah L'maskonis Advarim L'psak HaLocha, it's not a good Kedushin, even if it was Shidchu, and even if the father says clearly he's Merutza to it, it doesn't work. And then the Mechaber brings down the Yesh Eimrim, like the Rishayim, like the Rosh says, like the Ramah, like other Rishayim, that if the father was Meratzel ahead, it does work. The whole Machlekes says, if you're Cheshish, that maybe the father's Meratzel and the father didn't say anything, but if the father tells us he's Meratzel, it works. And then you have the Ramah, which brings down the shita that paskins like Rav and Shmuel, that in all cases there is a chash of shema meratzav. He brings down the minority view of the Rishonim that does pass in like Rav and Shmuel and is matzich get even when there's no Ritzayav. And a lot of this machlokes is tali on the Gemara and Daf Mem Vavim and Aleph, the discussion over there, ben hi ben avi achel la'akev. And we're not going to get into this right now. But now I want to discuss the etzim shita of Rav and Shmuel. That Rav and Shmuel hold that when the father is meratzah, that yechoshish the father is nisratzah, the says in them state that if the father is nisratzah, it is a good kedushin. And like we said, and some rishonim hold that everyone holds that way, it's just when achoshish the father was nisratzah. But if the father lehed is nisratzah later, it would be a good kedushin. How do we understand this shita? What's the pshat in this shita? How does this work that the Ritzia Av later works? Which, according to Rav and Shmuel Zichah, the Ritzia Av later works. And even the Psak Halacha, the Kam Rishenim that hold that the Ritzia of the Av later works, it's just that we're not Chesh Hashem and Pshat Sa'av. How does this work? What's the pshat in Rav and Shmuel? So, the Raja brings down a Ravid that says that if you do a kinyan on someone else's property, and he doesn't know anything about it, even if he comes in later and says that it works, avadah, that's nothing. Even if he comes later and says that he agrees to it, avadah, it's nothing, he never did a ma'aseh kinyan, that won't help. So if you mekadesh somebody's daughter, a ketana, which has no din kedushin herself, it's all the father, you mekadesh the ketana, without the father's knowledge, even if the father comes later and is misratza, avadah doesn't work. Even Rav and Shmuel hold that way. Now Rav and Shmuel are talking about a case where the father was there by the Kedushin. He just didn't say anything. He was there by the Kedushin. So there we have a Shaila. If he's there by the Kedushin, is it the Pshat that since he's there and he didn't say anything, so that in them state the Ritzui or a Safak Ritzui, and the male it's considered like the Kedushin was done with him? Well, no, since he didn't approach him, he didn't tell him anything about the Kedushin, you're doing it with the Ketana. We don't see any Ritzui on the part of the Av. But if the Av wasn't there, you told him later, the Ravid holds the Kuli Alma, it's no good. Well, Derek said the Raja brings another sheet to Rishonim that the whole Shaila is that maybe the father originally told the Tziva Kabli, not that he was there, but the whole Shash is that maybe the father had originally told the Tziva Kabli Kedushin. That's a sugya earlier on the Afites and the base that that could work. But the Rajba holds that that's the Vada, not the Pshat. Rav Rishonim hold that's not the Pshat of Vada. We're not talking about the father was there. And the chash is not that the father said Tziva Kabli. The idea is that the father's ritzi later would work. So why would that happen? How could the ritzi of the father later work? Meshaita b'chal wasn't a kedushin. The fact that the father agreed to it later, why does that work? So there's a machlokes rishonim. Does it work l'mafreya? Or does it work mikano labo? Rashi and the Rosh and the Avdim Lum says it b'shem Taisus. I'm not sure which Taisus he's referring to. They say that it works l'mafreya. If the Av agrees to the Kedushin, so l'mafreya, from the time of the Kedushin, it works. And the Ran is mazbar, that the Yisayna Dover is that it works al tzchia. Al tzachin l'adim shloi b'fanav, since having your daughter married is a gavaldigus chus, is a male tzachin l'adim shloi b'fanav. But he explains it's not an entire schir, because you don't know if the father would agree to the shidduch. So it's not a schuz gomer. And that's why, if it's not nisrat sa'av, it doesn't work. Davnim lum is mazbulum, what he means. Even something which is a schuz gomer, you have a right to be meicha. You don't say zachalanim shlei b'fana, if the first, second guy heard about it, he's meicha. That's for sure. You don't need the svar that's not a schuz gomer. But the gemara is mashma, that if the av wasn't Meicha. He never said he didn't want it, but he never said Lahedi he's Nisratza. So there, Rav and Shmuel says, well, Chayshish, maybe he's Nisratza. And Ula says, we don't have to be Chayshish, maybe he's Nisratza. And let's say it was Loi Shidchu. So then, you don't say it was Nisratza. Something which is a schus, unless he's Meicha, it works. So there, the Ran explains, it's not a schus gomer. We don't know for sure that it's a schus. We really don't know that it's a schus. But if he's nisratza, then igloy milsel mafreya that it was a schus. Now, by loy shidchu, the pshat is because there's an element of tav lemes of tandu, even though he doesn't know who it is. But the pshat is it's a schus. He wants his daughter to be married. So as long as he's nisratza, that shows that he's interested in this particular, that he's not mak, but he's interested in the shidduch. It's a schus for him. And by shidduch also, it's not called a schus gomer. We don't know for sure, even though he agreed in principle to the shidduch, but we don't know that he wanted it to take place without him being involved. Maybe at certain details he wanted. So it's not a schus gomer. But it's a schus. And zachal adam shlei befanav. The fact that he's in Stratza later indicates that it was a schus, and since it was a schus, you say the star is Zachal Adam Shlei Befanav. The Rashba, though, holds that it doesn't work l'mefrei. It doesn't go to Zachal Adam Shlei Befanav. It works mikan alayba. It works from the time that he knows about it. He's maskim to the shidduch. So then the shidduch is chal, then the kedushin is chal. And he says it's similar to a case where some would say that I'm going to give you kedushin. It's as if he went and told the ketana, I'm going to give you kedushin that should be chal when your father's maskim. In such a case, right now, it's not chal yet. When the father is maskim, it's chal. See, here also, he knows that shur haskama doesn't mean anything. When he walks over to the ketan and says, Rebbe Mekadesh Li, the idea behind this is that the kedushin should work when the father finds out about it and he agrees to it. And then, from then on, the kedushin should work. That's good for what he wants. And Memela, that's how it works. And he says, even if it's nisachlu amos, even if the mice are not around anymore by the time the father hears about an Ezim Stratza. But that could also work. Because just like when you give money to an Isha, Mekadesha, Lahachash Leishim Yom, we're going to learn about it later in the third parak. It works even if it's Achlo mice, even if the mice are gone. We're going to speak about this more, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. And the Yisayda Davar is, the Kesef was given B'tayris Kesef Kedushin. It already was given over B'tayr's Kesef Kedushin, and like the Rishayim say, the Shibud of the Kesef is still Kayim. She still would owe the money back. So Mamela, the Kinyan, is still around. It's not Kalsa Kinyanai. And Mamela, it works. The same thing over here, where he gave the Ketana the money, and he said, Arei Mekadeshes Li, and he meant to say that when your father finds out about it, as in Stratza, that's what I want the Kedushin to be. So even if the money is in Sachlu, it's like you give Isha money and say, I want the Kedushin to be chal when your father's maskim. Then now, even if it's a sachlo amais, it's like a Kedushin lachalamid, which works. That's a shita seraj b'nenyan. And the Ritva has a third mahalach. The Ritva says that it only works if the mais is kayim. If the mais is around, then the Kedushin works. And the Ritva explains, because the time that the father is in Sratza, he agrees to the Kedushin. So it works together, tain mana l'pleini v'akadosh ani loch, which works mekadoshes midin arev, that if the Isha says, you could give the money to someone else and I'll be mekadosh you, that works midin arev, that's the Gemara early on Dav Zayin. If the Isha agrees the money shouldn't go to her, but you go to someone else, it also could work for Kedushin. So here also, the father agrees to the Kedushin, that the Kedushin should work by giving the money to his daughter, even though the father's the one who's supposed to get the money. But good. He's allowing his daughter to get the money, and Mamela, that works midin arev. But it's only if the money's around. If the money's not around, it doesn't work. But he says that by a naira, there, even if the money's not around, it works. And more than that, there he holds it works l'mafreya. By a naira, it works l'mafreya because zachan l'adam shalei b'fanav. So kumdais the Ritva, by a naira, holds like the Rishayim, like we said, like Rashi and the Rosh, that it works l'mafreya, al zachan l'adam shalei b'fanav, like the Ran explains. And legabe, and by ketana, he holds it only works mikana l'abba. And he holds, not like the Rashba that says it works even by nisachlo amais, the Ritva says it only works when the mais is still around. So kumtais by ketana, to make things a little less complicated, we have four shitas. We have a shita that the ritzi of the av doesn't work. That's anyway the shita that the Rif and the Rambam in Ula, in Ravina, that doesn't hold like Rav and Shmuel. The shita that the Rif and the Rambam hold that the ritzi of the av doesn't work. And like we said, the Ravid holds this even in Rav and Shmuel. He holds the ritzi of the av that works is not a ritzi of later, it's a ritzi of b'shas maisa. We have one shita that a ritzi does not work b'chlal. The fact that the Av is Merutza does not work. We have a Shita, Rashi and the Rosh, that the Ritzi of the Av works to make it a Kedushin L'mafreya, like the Ran explains, at Zachan L'adam Shalei B'fanav. We have a sheet of the Rashba that holds that the Ritzi the Av does not work to make it a Kedusha L'Mefreya. You don't say Zachal Ladim Shleib B'Fanav. But it works that Mikan L'Abod should be Kedusha even by Nisach L'Hamois. That's the sheet that's a Rashba. That's the third Shita. And the fourth Shita, the Ritva, says that it works Mikan L'Abod, but only if the Mois are Ben. By a Nara, he's masking it could work out Zachal Adam Shleib B'Fanav. By a Ketana, there's no Schia. And Mamela, it only works if the Mayis are bad. So what Sarach Bir is, we have to understand the Rishonim that hold by a Ketana also works L'Mafreya, Rashi and the Rush. Or the Rashba that holds by a Ketana works Mikana L'Aba, but even when it's in Sachlo Mayis it works, it's like a Kedushin L'Achalamid. What's the pshat? How does it work? Zechiah works when someone is zeicha. Like, let's say someone makes a kinyan on someone else's behalf. Someone is kind of money for someone else's behalf. And we say that a non-sandi would want him to be a shliach. So this nice kinyan is miyuchas to the one he did it for. But Teiris Zechiah, Zachal Adam Shleib B'Fanav, a non-sandi would want him to be a shliach. But here, and this is L'Chari the Ritva's Taina, being Mechalti Nenayr and Ektana, a Nara, maybe we could say that. A Nara is a bazdas. A Nara is a gedayla. So she goes and does a kedushin on behalf of her father. And a non-sandi, the father will be maskim. Zachal Adam Shleib B'Fanav. If the father is nisratza, we see it's a schus. Zachal Adam Shleib B'Fanav. But a ktana? A ktana can't do a maisa b'chlali, a maisa ktana klum. A ktana can't be a shliach of anyone. A ketana can't be zeich of anyone. He gives kedushin to a ketana. How could that go tsumi din schia? There's no maisa kedushin b'chlal. A ketana has no maisa b'chlal. A ketana yisayma, for instance, can't be mekadeshes altogether. She has no das. A cotton has no das. A cotton can't be a shliach. A cotton can't be zeicha. How does a schia work over here? What's the pshat? And the Rashba also is a bissel shver. Because even though in the Rashba he's not saying it works out Tzchia, but L'maisa, the Rashba is also saying that what happened here was a Maisa Kedusha. That's the only way it can work by Nesach Lo'amois. And that's the side of this Machlaikis, the Rashba and the Ritva. The Ritva says it only works Mikanal above the Maisa Be'en by Ektana. Because when you have a Maisa Kedusha, a Kedusha was agreed upon, money was given over L'Shem Kedusha. So there, this mois a mois kedushin, and they could effect the kinyan kedushin even la'achalamid, even though it's a sachlo mois, because the shemid in a mois is kayim. You don't say kalsa kinyanai. This is different l'mashal than by shtar. When you give a shtar, if the shtar isn't around anymore, it doesn't work. The shtar has to be around b'shas the kinyan. You want to give a getcha b'chal la'achalamid, a shtar kedushin b'chal la'achalamid, has to be around b'shas the kinyan. The mois doesn't have to be. Because the shemit of the mice is still kai. But that's also if a mice kedushin was done already. Waskala was a mice kedushin. He decided the chalai shouldn't be till later. So you need the shemit of the mice to be kai. The actual mice doesn't have to be kai. That's the sign of kedushin lachalam. But he ain't dealing with a ketana. A ketana ain't mice ketana klum. There's no mice kedushin b'chalal. For two reasons. First of all, a ketana doesn't have das. So it's not Shayach HaMaisa Kedushin without Das. And second of all, the Ketan is not in charge. It's the Av that's supposed to be. The Av is Akei B'tbit Bei B'Kedushel. The Av is Zeicha. So her Maisa Kedushin doesn't help. Let's say you give Kedushin to somebody that it should be, it should take effect on a different woman after Lamed Yoyim. And the other woman is Nisratza. She says she's masking to the Kedushin. But by that time, the mois was gone. You didn't give the kedushin to the right person. You didn't give the kedushin to the av who was in charge of the kedushin. So you didn't have a mois of kedushin b'chlal. And by the time the av came in the picture was in stratza, the mois was in sakhla mois. So how could it possibly work? L'chari the dvoz girech the mois has to be ben. The sakhla mois works when you have a mois of kedushin. But the fact, Chad, as you said, the kedushin shouldn't be chalta later. Chalais Kedushin is later. So you just need that the effect of the Kenyan is still around. You have the Shibit of the Mois is still around. It's good even by Nisachlo Mois. But if you don't have a Maisa Kedushin, Mechlal, First of all, it's with the ketana, imaisa ketana klum. Second of all, it's with the wrong person. The ketana is not in charge of the kedushin. The father's the makna. The father's the das makna of the kedushin. So he never did a maisa kedushin. How could it work even minus achulam mais? So if I can, we understand very good the sheet of Saravid that says that it doesn't work b'chalal unless the father is there b'shas maisa shem esrat savas when the father's there. The father's there and he's esrat, so it'll make a maisa kedushin. Or the sheet is Ridva, at least, that says it could work, but only if the mois is be'en, it's still around, and the father's in Sratzah, so then you say that the father's like agreeing to a Kedusha now with this money, and then it works Mindan Arev, the money's going to the wrong person, but the father's maskim, so it's like Tein Mana Leplayni, the Kaddish Yilach Makadesh Mindan Arev. Now we understand. But the sheet is the Rosh, and the Rashi and the Rosh, that it works l'mafreya, mitzazach l'adam, like the Ran explains. And the sheet of the Rajba, that it works mikana l'abah, but even if it's a sachla mice, they're assuming there was a mice of Kedusha before. But l'chaya, how could there be a mice of Kedusha? She's a ketana, that's the kash. So there's a shtickle tire from the Granat, from Naftali, and a very similar shtickle tire from Rav Shimon Shkop. Naftali says in our sugya, Rav Shimon Shkop is talking in the earlier sugya of Tziva Kabli, but he references to our sugya. With the Gevaldige Yisayit, that Kedushin is different than other Kinyanim. Normally, Kinyan is done, the Makna makes the Kinyan. But Kedushin, it doesn't work that way. The Ish is the Makna. The Ish is being Makna self to the Ish. But the Ish is doing the entire Maisa. That's what the Gemara said in the first parak. Ki yikach ish isha, v'loich ish ilokach isha le'ish. Only the Ish could do the Maisa Kedushin. The Isha can't do the Maisa Kedushin. There's a Ran that Reb Shimon brings that the sight of how the Kedushin works is that the Isha allows the Ish to make the Kinyan Kedushin on her. She doesn't do the Maisa Kedushin. She's like Mafka herself, and the Ish does the Maisa Kedushin on her. So Kedushin works differently. The Maisa Kedushin is done Ayidei the Makadish. He is the Bala Maisa of the Kedushin, even though he's not the Makni, he's the Kaina. But he is the one doing life the Maisa Kedushin. So Mamela, even if you don't have the Makna here, Namal by Kinyanim Avadi, you need the Makna to life the Maisa. But here, the father's not here, the father's the Makna. But it's the Makadish that's doing the Maisa Kedushin. So Mamela, as long as he's doing the Maisa Kedushin, even if we're dealing with a Ketana which doesn't have Das. But there is a Maisa Kedushin. It's considered a Maisa Kedushin. It's not like Kinyanim, if you don't have the Makna, there's no Kinyan Bechlal. No, you have the Makadish, that is the Chefs of the Maisa Kedushin. You have the Makadish and the Isha Miskadeshes, that's called the Maisa Kedushin. That's how he explains that Tziva Kabli works also. Namal, how could Tziva Kabli work? Where's the Kinyan? The Pshat is, a Maisa Kedushin doesn't have to work that way. A Maisa Kedushin works mitzad the Makadish. As long as the Isha is maskim to the Maisa Kedushin, that's good enough to be called the Maisa Kedushin. Now you need the Das of the Father, Vada. But Rashi and the Rosh hold that Schia could give it a Din Das. Zachal Ladam Shlei Befanev is considered as if he has Das. So Mamela, Namal, you can't just make a Chalais happen if there was no Maisa, just because you have a Din Schia. But here you have the Maisa Kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin is done on Yidei the Makadish. That is the Chavs of the Maisa Kedushin. You need the Das of the Isha, or in this case, the Das of the Father. But there, Zachin could also tuayif the Din Das to make it that you have the Das of the Father. It's only a Tanai. It's only something which is necessary. Zachin could shtel to that Tanai. You have the Din of Zachin of the Father because it's sitting like you have the Das of the Father. Falderich Zeder Ashba. Avad, if you don't have a Maisa Kedushin, it wouldn't work if it's Nesach Lo Amois. Nesach Lo Amois would only work after there's a Maisa Kedushin. The Yisayit of Kedushin L'Achalamed is when you have a Maisa Kedushin. Abba, the Maisa Kedushin is good, because since you have the Maisa Kedushin Mitzad the Mekadish, that's considered a Maisa Kedushin. He gave the money to the Isha, even though this particular Isha didn't have Das, and she's not even the Makna, but he gave money to the Isha, that's called the Maisa Kedushin. Avada, it can't be Chal, without the Das Makna, you need the Das of the Father to make the Chalais Kedushin, fine. Oh, but a Maisa Kedushin you can have. Once you have a Maisa Kedushin, even if it's a Sachlu Amais, Yosi wants the Maisa Kedushin should take effect, should be Chal, when the father has Das. So that's like a Kedushin Lachalamed, which is Chal when the father has Das, because you have a Maisa Kedushin already. There's a right to this when the Rashba in Yevamos in the 13th Perek is a stira. The Rashba in Yevamos the 13th Perek and the Rashba in Yevamos at the end of the 3rd Perek. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Ishas Perek Dal Lachazayin Shtelzach on the stira. It's actually the Magia to the Mishnah Lamelech, back of Kuli. But he stells it on the steel like this, that if you're Mekadosh a Ketana, there's a discussion. The Gemara in Yevamos, according to one side, says that when you're Mekadosh a Ketana and she becomes a Gedela, the Kedushin is Chal. And the Rashba is Mazba with the simile you cite. That the Kedushin, there is a Maisa Kedushin even though she's a Ketana. They were talking about a Ketana Yisayma. The pshat is it can't be chal because they maisa cut and klum. She doesn't have a dinti. You need the das of the miskadeshes, and she doesn't have das. So melech kedusha is not chal. But as soon as she has das, even if it's a sachlo amais, the kedusha becomes chal. Even though b'shas mais was a kedusha with a ketana, similar to what we're saying here, that the kedusha that is done with the ketana works when the father has das. Who would then when the ketana herself has das? Now the kasha was that the Magi of the Mishnah Lamelech asked that the Rashba in the third parak of Yevamos, Rashi over there seems to say Yisayit, that when a katan is Mekadosh Ketana and says that the Kedushin will be Chal as soon as they become Gedolim, it would work. That's what Rashi says there. And the Rashba goes and argues, he says, why? It wasn't a Kedushin Mechal, it can't be Chal later. It's nothing, eh, Maisa Katan Klum. So, Fekdim gave the Mishnah Melech, the Rashba himself says the Svarim in the 13th parak of Yevamos, when the Gemara had a tzad that when someone's Mekadosh Ketana, the Kedushin works by itself when she's a Gedolah, he says because it's like a Mekadosh Lachalamed, it's like Mekadosh as soon as you become a Gedolah, and it works even by Nesach Lu'amais, which is a very similar sort to what Rashba says in our Sugyam, that you mekadosh ketana shaloi midas aviya, it's like you mekadosh that should be chal whenever the father's maskim. It works like a kedushin lachalam and even by nisach lamais. But the Rashba himself, in the third parak of Yevamos, says that when a katan goes to a ketana and says that rei mekadosh is li when we become gedolim, it doesn't work because I'm aisa katan klum. A gevaldige stira in the Rashba. Zok the magi of the Mishnah Lamelech. And it doesn't explain why. When a katan does a maisa kedushin shibichal, when he becomes a gadol, that doesn't work. A maisa katan klum. But when a gadol does the maisa kedushin on a katana, that should work and becomes a gadolah. And who would then like an hour sugya that it works when a father's maskim? Then it works. Zakhtar Meftali, the chilik is like what we're saying. The chefs of the maisa kedushin is done by the mekadosh. If this Mekadosh is a katan, there was no Maisa. A katan can't do a Maisa. There was no Kedushin. It can't be Chal. Nothing was Chal. Nothing was done. But when the Mekadosh was a Gadol, the Mekadosh was a Ketana, that is a Maisa Kedushin. Navas, you're missing Das. You're missing an ingredient to the Kedushin. So there, since you have a Maisa Kedushin, and you want it to be Chal when you get the requisite Das, in the Gemara in Yevamos in the 13th Perek, when she becomes a Gedolah, they're actually Lamaskana. It doesn't work. Ramaftali explains why. We're not going to go into it. But in Lamdis, it could have worked. And here, Lamashal, when the father would be Maskim. So then, since you have a Maisa Kedushin, so Melech could work even by Nesach Lu'amais. So that's the pshat. The Arishayim that hold, the Ridva, and the Raivin and that a Maisa Kedushin with a Ketan is not a Maisa Kedushin Bechlal. If you hold that way, Zichah the Ritzi later wouldn't work, because you don't have a Maisa Kedushin to make it work. And that might be the Pshat in Ravina, according to the Rif and the Ramam, that Paskin like Ravina, that even when it's a Stratza Av later, it doesn't work. Kubadi hold that's Ravina Shita. And the Maisa Diktana doesn't help. Bechlal, it's not a Maisa Kedushin whatsoever, it's garnished. The Ritzi Av doesn't work. Masha'en Kain. The Rishayim, Rashi and the Rosh, that hold it works l'mafreya, if it was Nisrat Sa'at. like Rav and Shmuel, or even like the Cholkim, it's just we hold that you don't have to be chayshus. It was Nisra Atzav, Kol Zmani doesn't say. But everyone agrees Nisra Atzav works, that's what the Rosh holds. Or Al Kapanim, at least according to Rav and Shmuel, but it works L'mafreya. And the Rashba that says it works Mikanal Abba, but even the Sakhlo Mois, they hold that the Etzah Maisa Kedushin is there, even though she's a Ketana. Because the Maisa Kedushin is Kiyikach Ish, the Maisa is done by the Mekadosh. Grandi, you need das, that's an ingredient, but you have the Maisa Kedushin. So there, Al Tzedin of Zachal Adam Shleib Befanav, you could say this das, and Mela works L'mafreya. Well, if you don't hold that way, Sal Kopanim, since you have a Maisa Kedushin, it blives like you did a Maisa Kedushin that should be Chal when it's Yirtza Abba, and the Mela works. That's the Sugya. Now, what Munakuda, and Meftali is Mazmir, and Avni Musa speaks about it. Once this Svaras HaMachloikis, on the Tzadit is a Maisa Kedushin, if you have the Ritzav later, does it work L'mafreya only Mekana Labba? What's a Svaras HaMachloikis? So Kipshute, it's not so schwer. You could say that the Rashba holds that it's not a schus. Mechates is a schus. Adarabba. He's giving away the daughter. Like this, the daughter was Biyadu Lakacha. And now someone's taking away the daughter from him. Maybe also it's not a schus. He also it's a chayit. But Meftali says, you don't have to say that. You could say that the Rashba holds, even if it's a schus, it doesn't work. And it's really Tali in a big machloikis Rishayim. There's a Rashba Nidorim that Flamin Vavim and Beis. And the Rashba says that there the Gemara says that by Torim Mishaloy al Shal Chaveri it could work al Zachan Ladim Shalay Befanav. If a guy goes and takes Chuma from his own Chuma on his friend's Chuma, that could work al Zachan Ladim Shalay Befanav. But the Rashba's Mazba that when you Torim Mishal Chaveri al Shal Chaveri, when you take Chuma off of somebody, even though he wants you to do it, if he's not making you a Shliach, it doesn't work. Why? Let's say he wants you to do it. He's very tzifridin that you do it. Why shouldn't it work? Why does he have to make you a shliach? So the Rashba says, when you term mishaloy al shal chaveiroi, that's purely a schuz. There you have a din of zachal adam shloy befanav. But to be term mishal chaveiroi al shal chaveiroi, there you need shlichus. That means the machlokes v'shainim. We're going to speak about it, Bezer Hashem, a little bit later in Afnun Gimel. Is a shaila, the sugi of klachet zliyafes, which is later in daf nun gimel. It's in elam mitzias and daf of gimel. So machloek is yishenim about this nakuda. That the shinta serajba is zechiyah doesn't mean any time he would want you to be a shliach, you're his shliach. No, shlichus you have to make him a shliach. Zechiyah is a separate din. You could be zeicha for somebody. You could be zeicha for him. Zacha la adam shlei befanav. Zechiyah works. It's a form of shlichus. But it only works when you're being zeicha something from him, not when you're taking away something from him, even if he wants you to do it. There's a ksais about it. It's in Siman Reish Mem Gimel Sifkat and Ches. He argues on the Chumas Hadeshin, the Chumas Hadeshin Paskin, that let's say the Balabasta was out and the challah was rising and someone had to take challah and bake it, otherwise it would get ruined. So the Mishereses went and took off the challah. She was mafresh challah. Shumas Deshin says it worse because Zachal Adam Shlei Befanav, it's a schuz gomer. She wouldn't take off the challah, get ruined. Avadil will be nicha, she should take off the challah. Zachal Adam Shlei Befanav. The Ksais argues, I'll pee this Rashba, that this Rashba holds that Zachal is only when you're being Zeicha for someone. In Yeshiva, they say Zachal Li Adam, not Zachal Me Adam. You can't be Zachal from a person, only to a person. You would need Shlichas. Memes of Machlaikis Rishainim. Some hold that no, any time he'd be masking that you would do it, automatically you become a shliach. Could be that's good for the machlokes you showing him here, the Rashba l'shitasai, that he holds schia doesn't work stamazai. He only works when you're being zeicha, when you're being kind of something for someone else. Then you have the parish of schia. But here, we're under Abba, the ketana is going away from the rishus ha'av. You're taking her away from the rishus ha'av. So even if the father would want it, it can't have a parish of schia here b'chlal. Mashenkin, the other Rishayim, you do have a parish of Schia. You see, you have really this, a machlokes Rishayim, which I think is the same machlokes here on this daf. Because the Gemara, and the story that it had of the Beit Shedan, Vekashasi Chamer Tosit Tzifi Bebavel, there were two people drinking wine under the trees in Bavel. Shagel Chad Menar Kasat the Chamer Yavloy Lechavrei. So one took a cup of wine, gave it to the friend. I want your daughter to make a kedushas to my son. So Gemara said, you're definitely not chayshus shem nisratza ben. Shem nisratza. If you are chayshus shem nisratza ben, you're definitely not chayshus. It's not a problem of kedushin. So they asked Ravina v'dil mishliach shavi. Maybe he made him a shliach. So Gemara said, like chatz finish a shavi avu a shliach. So Gemara says v'dil ma'atzui artze kamei. So Rashi says that Tzuya Aitzer Kameh means the Ben was Megala Das that he wants to marry this woman. He didn't make a father a shliach. He said, you know, I really, really would want to marry this woman. So then the father could become a shliach. Me'ela v'zachan adam shlei b'fanav. So even though we're dealing with a Maisa Kedushin, it's not stopping kind of selling for someone. We're dealing with a Maisa Kedushin. But the fact that he's Megala Das, that he wants this Isha, that makes it a schus and zachanam shleib l'fanav. And the Rosh also says this is the correct pshat. But the Rosh brings Rishayim that say a pshat, that Atsuya Aitzer Kameh doesn't mean that the son went and told his father, not chas v'sholom, l'chotzef, make him a shliach, but told his father, I really would want this to be mekadesh, this isha, and the father went himself and was mekadesh for the son, and it works out zachan. He has a pshat the other way, that the father went and told the son, do you want me to be the shliach for you to be mekadesh this isha? And the son didn't say anything, but he was shasik, so mele was maskim, lechatzif, he didn't want to tell his father yes, lechatzif to make a shliach, but he didn't say anything, but mele, that showed he was maskim. Atzuya aitzakameh v'shasik is the girsa of the Gemara. Kam Rishayim have this girsa. The Taisus Rid says klar that in the case Damwit, if some was Megala Das, that he wants this shidduch, he can't be Mekadosh for him to make him a shliach. The case is the father told the son, he was Atzi Artsi Kameh, the father Kameh the son, not the son Kameh the father, and the son was Shasik, so the son was masking to the shlichus without having the chutzpah to make him a shliach. Kum Taisan Afkimin Lalacha. Now Lefi Rashi, Lefi the Rosh, what he holds up Shant, if someone would go to somebody and say, you know, I would really love to be Mekadeshes to this woman. If anyone would be Mekadesher to me, I would be very happy about it. They make any Shliach. So then, Zachalam shall be fun if anyone can be Mekadesh the woman for him. Mashengen, according to the other Pshat, in Taisus Rin, it's only if the friend comes and says, could I be the Shliach to Mekadesh the Isha for you? And by the Av, if he shasik, so then the reason why I didn't say yes is Mishum Kisuf, he didn't want to be Mechutzif, so merely allowed him to be a shlich, but you have to make a shlich, a Gili Das is not enough. And the Chayah, the arguing in this Svara, is the Pshat Zachal Adam Shlev Yifana means any time there's a Maisa done and you know that he would want you to do it, that's called you have his Das and merely it works, and that's the Pshat in the Rashi and the Rosh, that when it's in Sratza Av, like the Ran says, it works as Zachal Adam Shlev Yifana. Since you have a Maisa Kedushin, like we explained, and now you know that the father would have either wanted the Maisa Kedushin, it's a schus, it's a male work, Zakhshan of the fun of. Mashenkin the Rajbi goes to Shitasai. It doesn't work. Zakhan is a special parsha by Schia when you're being Zeichan something for someone else, so by Tayyib, Mishalay al Shal Chaveirai. But a Maisa Kedushin doesn't work out Schia. Even if it's a schus, you need to be a Shliach. So a male in this case, it can't work Lamafreya. But the Rajma says, since Fart, it's a Maisa Kedushin, it works Mikan Malabo, even if it's a Sachla Mais, it blinds like Kedushin Lachalamed, like we imagined before. Now, another thing that we Rishayim discuss on the Sugya here, Taisis Anaf, Memheim, and Bezer, Maschel Beferish, and the Rosh, and Kama other Rishayim, what's it then if the father goes out of town, does the mother or the brothers have a right to be Mekadosh? And we know when a father dies, Midereisa, there's no Kedushin to a Ketana who doesn't have a father. But Miderabanan, the mother of the brothers could be Mekadosh. They could marry her off. It's called the Kedushin, but there's a Kula, she could do Miyun. She could just refuse the Kedushin and be Mutter, Ayidei Miyun. But if she doesn't do Miyun, it's a good Kedushin, and you need either Miyun or a Get in order to marry her, and it's a fine Kedushin. Now what if the father's alive, but he went Lemdina Sayyah? Do you have, could the mother and the brothers marry off in that case? So there are three shittas in the Rishayim on this topic. The shittas Bahag is that there is a din derabanan of Kedushin that they could do when the father's out of town, just like when the father died, derabanan was sat in Kedushin. Hu Adin, when the father's out of town, the Rabbanu were Masa'in Kedushin. And the Yishayinim HaMedayik from the Shiltis Rabbi Chai, that he seemed to hold that no, that there cannot be a Kedushin when the father's still alive, and it's Mashma even when he's out of town, although some are Deicher at Mashmais. But Taisus brings the Bahag, and Taisus goes with the Bahag that there is a Kedushin der Rabbanon on a Ketana that the father went out of town. And the Rosh seems to pass him like the Shiltis, like he ends up in the Shiltis, that there's no Din Kedushin der Rabbanon. The Rosh brings the Rayin from the Gemara here, Mem Dalan and Mebeis to Mem Heim and Aleph, when the Gemara is discussing the Shaila, if Yechayish Hashem and Esrat Sa'av, and that will be Matshuch Mion or not. The Gemara brings a Rayin from the Mishnah in Yevamis by Tzaris Eva that says, V'kulam, Emesu, Aminu, and Esgavshu, Ashenimsu, Ailus, or Seim, Mutaris. That if, let's say, all these Arayis, if they do Mion, that Tzar is Mutar, and the question was, one of the Arayis is Bitois, obviously a father's alive, so how's it Chayach Mion? That's a Rayin that by Neskacha, Shalil, Adasavia, you need Mion. And the Gemara says it's not a raya because you could say it's talking about that she already was nises ayidei the father, and then she was nisgarish, so she became a yisayim of b'chai ha'av, she became totally out of the rishus ha'av through the nisuin, and then it will be shayach kedusha mion, she's a yisayim of b'chai ha'av. So the Rosh asks, if you're going to say that when the father's out of town, the mother's at like the Baha'i, that the mother's and the brother's kedusha mion, why do you have to say such a complicated case where she was married, she already had Nisuin, and then she was divorced, she became Yisayim B'chayav? Why don't you just say that the father was out of town, they did Kedushin on her? And similarly, the next question that the Gemara asks, where the Gemara says that, V'shavin shemeicha amana l'kayin gala gushul chutz l'kayin head, that you're allowed to sell his daughter as a shifcha amana l'kayin gala gushul chutz l'kayin head. So how are you going to have an almana to a kayin gala? Had she become an almana if he already was Mekadesher? How could he sell her? So it must be that she was Mekadesh herself and she's called an Amana because it's a Chashash Kedushin. But he could sell her because he was never Mekadesh. That's what the Gemara says. And my answer is that we're talking about Kedusha Yid, and it goes according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda that Mayus Yishainis Lav L'Kedushin Nitnu. So again, you have the question, if you're going to say that when the father's out of town, the mother and the brothers could be Mekadesh, so why don't you say the father was out of town, and the mothers and brothers did a Kedushin Durabanan. And that's why she's called an Amana, because of the Kedushin Durabanan. So the Rosh concludes from these Shailas that there is no such thing as Kedushin as long as the father's alive, except by the case of Yisayim HaBechayav, when she's out of the Rosh HaSaviyah through Nisuin. But if the father's alive, even though he's out of town, they weren't Mesakin Kedushin B'chayigavna. No, the Rajm is Madcha, the Teretz, he said, and the Chanaim and the Gemara could have said that. The Gemara preferred saying this Teretz, by Kedusha Yid, because that's Kedushin Deraisa, Bechuli. But on Kapanim, you have these two Shitas. You have the Bahag that says that there is a Takana of Kedushin Derabanan, even though when the father's out of town, even though the father's alive. And you have the Shiltis, Al Kapanim, the way the Rosh learns the Shiltis, that there's no such thing. But the Rosh says that even though the Kedushin's not Chal, and she doesn't need Mion, she doesn't need a Get, it has absolutely no halachic validity, but you're still allowed to do it, he says. He compares it to a case of katan. A katan has no din, kedushin, even with the rabbanon. A katan that wants to get married, there's no halachic validity to his marriage, even with the rabbanon. But nevertheless, the Rosh holds, and this is a sheet of Kamri Shainim, there's nothing wrong with a katan getting married. The marriage doesn't work, but it's not called znus bechlal. It's not a maisa znus. As long as he's officially getting married, he's doing a maisa kedushin, even though it doesn't work, but he's living with her, b'teiris, that he's married to her, and he's doing what he can to be married, it's just that he's a katan, he can't get married. That's not called a biznus. The Chazal allowed a katan to live with a ktana, or even not a ktana, to live with a woman, derech ishus, even though the marriage is not halachically valid at all, but it's allowed, it's not called znus. So hu adin, a ktana, that a father went lemedina sayam, so there's no way to make a halachically valid marriage, according to the Rosh, even with the Rabbanan, it can't work because they weren't misakin a marriage when the father was alive. But you're allowed to do it. You can marry her off. It's not a problem, even though halachically it doesn't work, but it's not called to be a znus. Chazal weren't makbid on a katan or a katana who can't get married simply because they don't have the kayach to get married. They're allowed to live together as if they were married. That's not called znus. So these are the first two shittas. One is that it's a complete marriage, Minerabana, just like a Yisayma that the ima of a acher can marry from the rabbanan. And the second is, it's not a marriage min rabbanan, it's not a marriage altogether, but they're allowed to do it. But then Taisus brings the sheet of Rabbi Menachem Meyuni that he holds that you're not allowed to do it altogether. And he says an interesting reason. He says because you have to be afraid that the father is going to be mekadesh where she is. Maybe the father will meet a chassan where he is, and he'll say, I want to be mekadesh your daughter. The chassan will tell him, bilcha mekadeshesli. So maybe she'll be an Eishes Ish. He can't marry you off here. Maybe your father's marrying her from Dina Siyam and she'll be an Eishes Ish. So Rabbeinu Tam asked Rabbi Menachem Meyuni, what's the pshat yechayshish for that? So if that's so, let's say the father goes on a business trip, he goes to Medina Siyam, and then he dies there. So how could she ever get married her whole life? Maybe the father was Mekadisher. So Zakir Menachem Meyuni, there's a chilek. The Gemara in Gittin makes a chilek. The Gemara earlier, the Gemara in Gittin in the third parak makes a chilek between Shema Meis and Shema Yamas. Shema Meis lechashina, Shema Yamas chashina. So, in other words, a chash that something happened, you go bas the chazaka. She has a cheskes pnuya. So, shema kidei shlei chashina. That's like shema meis. Shema kidei shlei chashina. Because she has a cheskes pnuya. So, she can get married to whoever she wants. She doesn't have to chayish the father's mekadisha. She has a cheskes pnuya. You can't be meitzi from a cheskes pnuya misafik. Mashen kain, when she's going to marry somebody, that's a question of shema yikadesh. Maybe she'll become a Kadeshis after she's married. That's a question of Shema Yamas. The Gemara of the Elamashal is discussing, the Mishnah says, let's say you have an Eishes Kain, whose husband went to Medina Siyam, she can eat Shuma. Maybe her husband died. Shema Meis Lechashina has a Cheskes Chai. So her husband's in Medina Siyam, she can eat Shuma. She doesn't have to be Chayish, maybe her husband died. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, if you give her Isha a get, and you say, Haveza Gitech Shoach Es Kaida Meisi, you want to leave, you want to go on a trip, you don't want she should be zakuk liyavam, you want to make sure that on the tzad that he dies, she should be megureshes, but mainly you give the get that she be chal shah achas kaidem misasi, the din is she can't eat chuma, suru lechel chuma miyat, because you're afraid that he might die. What's the chilek? And for the Gemara, is the chilek in shema meis and shema yamas. In order to ask her the chuma by a regular isha, you have to say that he's dead already. Shema meis lechashin, and he has the cheskes chayim. But the cheskes chayim doesn't say he won't die in a minute from now. So Mimela, she can't eat Chuma because maybe he'll die in a minute from now. And then she's Megureshes, she's Lamafreya, because the Gerish in Israel, Shoachas Kaidim Yisas. That's the Gemara. So Rabbi Nachum Meyuni tells the Gemara to hear. You want that you should not be Mekadesh Ketana, whose father went to Medina Siyam and died. So that's Shaila, maybe a father was Mekadesher, they have a Cheskes Pnuya. The Cheskes Pnuya says that she's still a Pnuya, she never was Mekadeshes. But you want to marry your oof, then you have to worry, maybe your father will be Mekadesher, that Shemi Yekadesh, the Chazaka doesn't say that she won't get Kedushin later, so Memela, you don't say that Rav Nachum Meyuni asked it. Fact says it doesn't make sense. But Lamaisa, every time she's ready to be Nevelis to her husband, every time she wants to live with her husband, at that time, does she have to worry that she's an Eishesish? No. At any bia that the husband's going to do, you have a Cheskes Pnuya. So may levite shema meis. He'd be allowed to be boiler at any time because every time he's boiler, she'll at that time be a cheskes pnuya. What's the problem? If the father ever comes back and says he's mekadesher, so then he'll have to divorce her. She'll have to, and then she can marry the one that he's mekadesher. But until you know about it, every bi will be mutter because every bi is not shema yomus. It's not Shema Yikadesh, it's Shema Kidesh. So every bi is mutter. Stake very shreir, Menachem Meyuni, what's the chilek? What's he saying that it blives Shema Yamas? It's like eating chuma where you let it continuously eat chuma, because every time you eat chuma, at that time, you don't have to be chayish and he's not. At that time, you have a cheskes chayim. It's not Shema Yamas, it's Shema Meis. Here also, it's Shema Kidesh. Every time that they're male, it should be mutter because you have a chazaka. So the night of Yehuda, it's in Yeridea. Kama Simon and Vop, he says of Shatner of Menachem Meyuni, that bia is different than eating. That by eating, the only problem is Shema Meis. In other words, if are you allowed to eat something, if maybe in the middle of your eating, it will become Aser. Like let's say, is the Isha allowed to eat the Chuma? Because maybe while she's eating the Chuma in the middle of her meal, in the middle of her eating the food, her husband will die. The Teretz is, as soon as the husband dies, she could spit out the food. So you can't ask her from eating because maybe in the middle he'll die. So it'll be asr then. It's not going to asr now. Right now it's Shema Mace. Right now I know he's alive. I have a chazaka. Maybe he'll die in a minute from now. So in a minute from now, I spit out the food. What's the problem? Now, Shankin, a bia, if you're going to do a bia, which in the middle of the bia, it might become asr, you can't start the bia in the first place, Taina Dinei de Behuda. Because if let's say the father's Mekadesher in the middle of the bia, there's nothing you can do. You can't stop the bia in the middle. The din is if let's say someone is in the middle of a bia with a woman and she becomes a need in the middle, he can't just pull out. He's not allowed to. He has to stay with the bia. So he has to stay in the matzav of the isser. That's the Gemara in Shavuos. So Mamela, it is an isser to be bail if in the middle of the bia they'll come an isser. That's why the Nei Debuta holds that a bia b'shas vesis is an isser deraisa, even though vesis are derabanan. He's masbul like this. Vesis is derabanan because vesis by anida, the time where the isha is supposed to have a ria, you don't have to be chayshmi deraisa, she had a ria, because she has a cheskes tara, and the chazaka of vestis is not strong enough to get her out of a cheskes tara, and therefore she doesn't have to be chayshmi, she had a ria. But in order to do a bia, it's not only if she had a ria does Nisa do a bia. If you have to be chayshmi, there'll be a ria in the middle of the bia, that also would ask her mi deraisa to do this bia, because there's nothing you can do, you can't stop in the middle. So a male, there is a taina of shema yamas on the bia. That's a Nei Behuda Shita, a Bechidish. Shimon Shkop, he brings down this Nei Behuda, it's in Shari Yeshu, Shari Beis, Periches. He doesn't like the Svar so much. He says a similar Svar, though. He says there's an Issa on the Yichud. He said, you could clear. Let's say, when you're being miyachid with an Isha, when you're being biyichud with an Isha, at the time of the Yichud, it's Mutter. And at the time of the Bia, you're going to have a Chazak, and then it'll be Mutter. But right now, there is a chash that in the middle shall become aser. It's just at that time in the middle, then already there'll be a chazaka that she's mutter. So Rabbeinu Tam holds, it doesn't matter. Since every rega shall be mutter, because every rega, when the rega comes, you'll have a cheskes pnuya. So Mamela, it's mutter. Mashen Ken, Rab Nachum Yuni holds that since now you're being miyachid, and at this point, the bia is aser, because the bia is in the future. And the future, I don't have a chazaka now saying that she won't be miskadeshes. So from the perspective of when you're starting the bia, I mean, when you're starting the yichud, the bia, which is in the future, has a chash of shem mekidesh. So now it asks to the yichud. That's what he says, also b'kiddush. L'maisa in the Ramban also brings the same kasher b'in time as Rav Nachum Yuni. The Ramban says a teretz, which seems to be a third teretz, a different teretz than the Nei Behuda and Rav Shimon Shkop. Right, the Ramban is going on in Rabbeinu Tam's kashet. If you're going to be chayshish that maybe the father was mekadesh b'dinas hayom, why aren't you chayshish even when the father died? Any father that goes out of town and dies, they have to be chayshish. Elam, are you going to say that you don't say shem mekidesh because of the cheskes pnuya? So here also say the cheskes pnuya. So he says like this: Ve'ena nidin doymel araya. Why? The chimeis ukma cheskas and chayshin shem mekidesh. The father died. You have a chazaka cheskes pnuya. You don't have to wear shem mekidesh. Here you're afraid she might be mekadeshes. And then he says, which is the kasha that Taisus is asking, that you allowed to do a bia, because every single bia you do at that time of the bia, there's a chazaka shema that he wasn't mekadesh. But kevan she b'shus avia enay mendes b'cheskasa shel zeh kadesh enay mekain. Since she's b'shus avia, she can't become b'cheskes the mekadesh here in order to say that you'll have this cheskes pnuya kol shata v'shata. I don't understand the svara fully, but it's mashmi saying that you can't allow a marriage on an isha who at any time could become married to someone else. That marriage is a possible marriage. That's what's mashmi in Ramban svara. Al Kapanim, we have the three shittas. We have the shita that not only you could do it, but Minar Abanan, it's Chal the Kedushin. We have the shita that's the Bahag. We have the shita of the Shiltas that it's not Chal the Kedushin Minar Abanan, but she could get married. It's not a problem. We have the Menachem Yuni that says it is a Kshash that maybe your father was Mekadesher. And he holds it's a chilek between that you don't say that maybe the father was already Mekadesha, but we are afraid that maybe the father will be Mekadesha, and we discuss the different svaris. It's interesting to me that the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ran, they all say it's Roy Lahachmir, but it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch Bechlal. Shulchan Aruch only brings the two shitas, the shita that is a Kedushin, the Rabban, and the shita that it's not, but did not bring the shita from Nachum Yuni that it's Asur, even though the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ran all write on it that it's Roy Lahachmir Lidvar.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.